I gave myself a few breaths, and then launched upward again with magic augmented strength. This time, I bounced lightly from one side to the other. Almost at the top, I found the remains of a grate. The iron was corroded to little more than nubs sticking out of each wall. Too much trouble to replace, apparently. Now, it made good footholds for the very kind of man it had originally been intended to keep out. See, the problem with a place like Chateau Cheon wasn't that it had a weakness. Every castle has a weakness. The problem was that when you steal a chateau from Guinevere Kyrena, you have an enemy who knows your chateau's weaknesses exhaustively. If I'd thought there was a grate in the chute, well, I would have made it through regardless, but most assassins wouldn't have tried the privies. Certainly not first. Balancing on the stubs of the grate, ignoring my bleeding toes, I drew a knife. The privies were a simple board, oak with three holes in it. Three, so you and two friends can drop butt mud together, I guess. Call me old-fashioned, but I like to shit in peace. Regardless, if Guinevere's intelligence were still accurate, the board was fitted with a lock and bolted down. No one even had the key to that lock anymore. I picked the middle hole, setting the knife to work, inscribing a circle slightly larger than the current one.
This goes against everything you've lived for. Galen, this isn't you.
No, this isn't Galen. There is no Galen. I'm nameless. No one came to use the Lord's Privy in the time I was there. Lucky. It does happen. That's the thing. If you're prepared to get shit on and do your work anyway, sometimes you get lucky.
You will be alone. You will be separate. Always.
I listened for footsteps. None. I scraped some feces off the wall next to my head, reached my hand up through the right side privy hole, and plopped the feces on the seat. I pulled an empty leather wine bag, smaller than my clenched fist, from where it was rolled flat under my belt. I opened it, balanced somewhat precariously on the grate stubs, and pissed in the bag. Then, I poured the urine liberally around the left side privy seat. I'd barely finished when the door banged open.
The Baron.
He was preceded by a soldier carrying a lantern. The soldier searched the room for intruders, though there wasn't much searching to do. The room was bare rock with a low ceiling and only one entrance. Apparently, the Baron was nervous. The soldier walked toward the privies. I pressed myself against one wall and drew the shadows around me. It wasn't anything like invisibility, but it helped. And the lantern's light was diffuse. That's the problem of using a lantern to look straight down. The base gets in the way. The man's head appeared, but he was light blind.
Quickly, would you? I'm going to die of a burst bladder here.
The light above steadied as the soldier put it on a hook and then closed the door.
Swine. Can't even piss without missing the damn hole. Poor son Halaterans.
Suddenly, his ass blocked out the light over the middle privy.
Wines from Seth, chef from the best, Moraini. Probably shed on the edge on purpose.
The Baron was a lean man, but the wood groaned lightly where I'd cut it in a larger circle. But it didn't give way. Huh, not yet. I let him finish his business. Never say that I'm not a gentleman. I was once the avatar of retribution. Now, I just try and be polite. A moment later, the Baron disappeared down the privy without a trace. When his soldiers grew suspicious and checked, he was simply gone. You'll forgive me if I don't dwell on the details. You see, this isn't the tale of Baron Riku's death. It's the tale of mine. But afford me a moment for my professional pride and let me say this. In the Chateau Cheon, no one ever again shat unworried.